88% of small business owners are interested or know they should be doing something with AI, but only 14% are actually doing something right now. So that gap is 74%, which can be filled ideally by escapees who can leverage the power of experience with the technology. Welcome back to the Corporate Escapee Podcast. I'm your host, Brett Trainer, and today I'm going solo and I want to talk about AI and the escapee or AI and the solopreneur. In two ways, it's creating incredible value for solopreneurs. One you can probably imagine is automating a lot of the tasks. But here's the thing, corporate is using AI to eliminate jobs. And honestly, that's just one more reason to stop depending on corporate for your income. But that's a separate conversation because the same AI they're using against workers, escapees get to use it for themselves. And when you combine that 20 plus years, 10 years, 40 years of experience sometimes with the right AI tools, you become a one-person army. And that's what today's episode is about. So let's get into it. All right. So the first thing is I want to talk about is how I use AI in my own business. And I am not a power user. So if you're looking for somebody to teach AI and the 2.0 version of it, that's not me. But I will share with you that I use it every day. Probably an hour a day. It really depends. And in multiple ways. The first is around content creation and really not creation because I like to keep the content in my own voice. But now I've got a built-in editor that can take my concept, take my voice and help me format it and edit it because I can tend, if you listen to the podcast, you know, I can get wordy sometimes and continue on. And it just helps me get to the point quicker using that from a content editing, more from an editing standpoint than actually creating the content. I'm not a big fan of that because one, it's just, you got to go back and review every edit it says to make sure you agree, right? And it aligns with your point of view. Even as AI gets to know you, and like I said, it gets to know my voice, and has a pretty good idea where I stand on corporate. I don't trust it, nor would I want to put a post out there just drafted by AI. I want it to come from my ideas, and then they can help me just refine that. I also use it for the podcast. I was sharing this the other day with somebody when I first started the podcast 6 years ago. I had to send the files basically to Australia where they could edit, improve the sound, all those. And this was just an audio podcast back then. And now with the tools that are actually built in, and I'll share that when I can talk about the tools at the end, but with Riverside basically helps me edit the entire thing. So where I used to have to spend a day or outsource it to have it edited, I literally will record this call. So for example, I'm recording this podcast on a Friday afternoon. By later this afternoon, I should have it edited, cleaned up, produced, and ready to go and distributed into the podcast platform. Literally, we're talking an hour or less to basically do this. So if you're thinking about starting a podcast, there's no better time to do it. As long as you've got the right ideas, don't let the tools or the production throw you off. So podcast, again, I talked about content, newsletter, but that's basically, again, I would encourage you to look at it from an editing standpoint, refining, and not necessarily writing it for you. I will ask it for ideas based on some of the more recent posts that I did or my newsletter article was, and help me think through if I'm missing anything, which is a good segue into where I'm also using it as a strategy and thought partner, right? It gives me somebody or something in this case. And in my case, I use multiple tools, right? I'll use Perplexity. Then I also use Claude and just starting to test Gemini to bounce. I use it for different ideas. So for example, like Perplexity, I'm using it to help me do research, right? If I find an article or some stats on, right, look, when I was looking at pensions, when those ended, to see when basically the shift in loyalty stopped with corporate, does a really good job of digging the stats out. If I wanted to look at how many layoffs that were happening, it can give me and verify the news that I do from research. So I also look at it from an operations standpoint to help me clean up, again, my thoughts and my strategy thoughts on what I'm doing. Because again, I can write 4 pages right in a notebook of what I'm thinking, and it can help me pare it down, organize it, and get me focused on the right thing. So there's an accountability piece of this. And I know with Coworker and Perplexity's computer, there's some other ways to really start to make this more of a strategy partner. I'm still leading it. What I have found is it's really good at thinking through what other people have done, right? So if I'm testing it with my community and some of the other ideas of how to improve this, it's only going to give me what it's able to learn, which makes sense, right? So it's pulling from other communities and what they're doing. Where I want to think outside of the box, it's not giving me outside of the box ideas. I have to come up with those, and then we kind of bounce off to help me make sure I'm thinking through the right questions that I should be asking and as I go forward. So speed to market on new ideas. And if you follow my newsletter, you know, I'm keeping you updated as I'm the drive for 500 members into the collective and things I'm trying. I mean, literally it's a week by week update because I'm able to move that much quicker, again, without moving too quick, and we're not giving it enough time for strategy to set in. There's just ways, you know, where it can move much quicker. And honestly, it's just a really good tool to keep me organized. Because if you looked at my notes, and I use Apple's Note all the time, it just, again, helps me keep things simpler, organized, and outline. So that's how I'm using it personally. And again, I'm just scratching the surface. There's power users that have taken this to the next level that can create. Well, I guess I should take that from a graphical standpoint. It does help me with, you know, some logos. So just about anything. I wouldn't bank and go have it go unchecked, but definitely can act as a small team for you. So if I'm a solopreneur, which I still am, right, with everything I've been building and what I'm doing with the collective, I'm still the only person. Now I'm getting ready to outsource a few pieces of what I'm doing in the business. But again, I'm more comfortable with testing it myself. And then when I really get to a comfortable place with refinement, then I'll look to either completely automate it or delegate it. So that's how I'm using the tools. But where a real opportunity for, you know, escapees, corporate escapees, solopreneurs is helping small business owners leverage the power of AI. And there's research, and thanks Paul Dorelli for sharing the research, that probably for the next 18 to 24 months, there's a real opportunity from an AI consulting standpoint. Now, I'm not talking about programming. You can learn how to code and program and do all those things. Where the real opportunity lies is teaching other people and leveraging, quite honestly, your experience and your wisdom to provide value to those SMBs. And again, I think this is going to be a really big opportunity for probably 2 to 3 years, right? The early movers are starting now. But, you know, one of the reasons why I shifted my emphasis to launch the small business hotline earlier than I probably would have was planning on was just because the market is ripe for it right now. There is a demand for folks that can help small business owners think through how to use it, not just think through how to use it, but actually leverage experience that corporate escapees have to help them get the value from what they're doing with the tool. So I think there's a couple of pieces there. The one is, one, getting a business owner comfortable with it. And it's not going to be programming. I'm not going to do any programming myself. I am going to work with small business owners to two things that I'm doing with the small business hotline, just to give you an example, is one, flex staffing, right? That's what I've been doing for 6 years. It's the fractional work, solo consulting, right? Solo agencies, these types of things. There's so many flexible specialists available to small businesses. They do not need to hire full-time people, right? So part one of my equation is finding the right resources for that business. It doesn't have to be a full-time equivalent, right? We talked about talent density and obvs, but for the sake of this podcast, I want to focus more on the AI. And I think this really comes down to two things that these business owners have to get right first. First one is the data, right? If you don't have clean data, you're really going to struggle with leveraging the power of AI. And two is the processes. Are they even documented? Now, some of the things like with agents, with answering your phone and doing some other things, I still really like to have a process in place before I do that. So again, I think there's a real opportunity to help educate the small business owners, because the data shows, I think the last note I saw was 88% of small business owners are interested or know they should be doing something with AI, but only 14% are actually doing something right now. So that gap is 74%, which can be filled ideally by, you know, corporate escapees who can leverage the power of experience with the technology. And again, if you've been in corporate for a while, you've been through the evolution of technologies from the internet to mobile and now AI, and understand how to start to build processes around that to really leverage the tool. So I think this is an underappreciated and under-marketed opportunity right now. And again, don't be afraid of it, because if you don't know it, it's okay. I have resources I know that know AI inside out that can actually build me agents if I need to do this. But to me, the real value is building the right model for these businesses so they can then leverage the AI. Then if I want to stick around and help them with it, fine, or I can introduce, you know, an AI specialist that can help them build some of the tools. But the real value, so they don't waste money and optimize for it, is going to be building the processes, right? Get the data right, get the processes right. Then you can start to think about it. So the acronym I'll use with this is, right, eliminate it. Think about it. Are they doing tasks today that just don't need to be done? Eliminate it. Automate it. And this is where AI can come in. Or if you can't even use AI to do it and you do have to get a human, then it's delegate. So again, I think the real value is going to come from not just the technology, but the human and the technology married together. And eventually, corporate is absolutely going to step up into this, because they're going to realize the real opportunity to save money. And at the end of the day, all they care about is that bottom line of the profitability, shareholder value, and that's going to come from reducing expense. So I think there's also a whole podcast I can do on the future of work and why one, you know, solopreneurs or single business owners is going to be the future, because at some point corporate is going to stop wanting to pay all the benefits and the overhead for 30% of a corporate worker's time. And again, this is no fault of the worker. It's just the way corporate's set up, and it's inefficient, ineffective. And like the last point I'll make on this before I move back to the AI is, you know, in a given week, if a corporate employee is spending 20 to 30% of their time on the actual job they were brought in or hired to do, that's a good week. So think about that. The company's paying 70% of your salary and all of your benefits for 30% of your time. And again, this is on them, because you're invited to unnecessary meetings, the fire drills, all that other busy work that you have to do, right, to run the reports, et cetera, et cetera. So at some point, corporate's going to figure this out. But for now, the real opportunity is to help these small businesses and mid-sized businesses grow, leveraging, again, I'm using flex staffing and AI, because the automation piece is absolutely so powerful for this. So those are the two areas that I see escapees being able to leverage it. And so don't be afraid of it. Again, if you're still in corporate, if you're still there, you're probably having to figure out AI to pick up the slack from the other folks that have been laid off, because all of a sudden you've got a lot more work to do. All right. So the third and final part of this this abbreviated podcast is my current stack, right? So I'm currently using, I mentioned earlier, what Claude is kind of my thought partner, my writing coach, my editor. And I'm also using Perplexity from the research standpoint. It's a much easier tool for me to go deep. I can plug in the deep research, and it really does a nice job of pulling the sources, and I can go dig in to understand where they're getting the data from to make sure it's validated. And sometimes when I'm doing a deeper research, I'll actually bounce it off of both of the AIs to validate that the research is right and the data points make sense. So those two I use. I'm just starting to use Gemini, which haven't quite unlocked that one or figured out how to use it, but everything else I do is in Google. So it just makes sense that it's got access to my email and some of the other ones. And a couple of the features that I'm looking at, I just tested today, was a computer on Perplexity, which is kind of a more integrated approach to AI. Again, I'm not far enough down the path to give any insights on that. And Claude's also got Coworker. It looks to be super interesting. So maybe this weekend I'll spend some time in this Gemini. And I'm also using a bunch of other tools that leverage AI, like Canva has got it built in. Riverside, which is my podcast platform, it allows me to create show notes super easily because it's pulling from the transcripts. And I'm trying to think if there's anything else that I'm using right now. No, but I'm sure, again, some of the other tools already do have it built in. I'm just not familiar. Oh, I guess, you know, I've just built a new website for Small Business Hotline that was durable. It was all created through AI. I have to go in and edit and clean it up. But man, I created a landing page in Circle for a new offering I'm offering there. And it just gave me the HTML code to plug and paste in there and cut and paste into there. And it turned out absolutely beautiful. So like I said, I'm not a power user yet, but it's becoming more and more a part of my day. And again, we can build. I think you're going to see, and we're starting to see, right, $2 million solo businesses. I've already seen a couple examples of that, but probably no reason you can't get to 10, right? You may have to use some more specialist and fractional folks on some things. But man, as an owner, if you can keep things optimized, you can really break through some of that. Your capacity issues are going to be gone. So I still believe in the who, not how approach, right? This is not your strength. I mean, there's definitely the finance aspect. I can run the numbers, create different tabs. So curious if folks are using it in other ways. If there is anybody out there in the audience that's doing some interesting things with the AI, please do drop me an email at bt@bretttrainer.com and let me know, because I would love to have you on the podcast and have a conversation about it. And if there's other topics and other areas that you guys want to see, I'm more than happy to bring them out as well. So anyway, that's it for this power version of the Escapee podcast. I've been getting a number of questions on AI, so I thought it was about time that I shared what I'm doing, and then to introduce the opportunity. If you haven't thought about the small business and AI opportunity, it is absolutely out there. Again, welcome the comments. If you do enjoy the podcast, please do share it with somebody else that may enjoy it, and subscribe. It's still an old school way, but you know, the podcast platforms still recognize the subscription. So thank you for listening, and we'll catch up with you soon.